All right, let's jump right into it. I don't have a lot of time, but I want to minister this message to you, and the Lord is going to get us deeper into it in the next few weeks. And so let's let Him. Have a wonderful treat. I don't know if any of you know the guys called the Clark Brothers that wrote 9 of my 10 songs that I recorded and put on that album a few years back are going to be here Sunday to do music, and Howdy's going to preach. And then I don't think I'll miss for a little while. I'll be right back. I'm sending Ricky and Daryl and their families to San Angelo to the rodeo church service that we normally do too. This morning they're having a bull riding this evening, and so the rodeo, no performance, so we didn't do a service today. But for years we've done a church service at the San Angelo Pro Rodeo, and they're gonna go do that, and so Alvarado's gonna be here. Don't miss that. You're going to talk about incredible ministers of music. And then the next week we'll be back. But I'm going to start this right now. And here's what I pray. I want every single one of you to open up your mind and open up your hearts to receive what I'm about to preach and teach to you. This is something that possibly, in religious places, be controversial. It won't be in here, because that's how the Holy Ghost is there's understanding of it. Most of you've heard a little bit about this, but have you walked in what I'm about to tell you? I don't know. That's going to be for you to decide. Have you ever been sick and ask God to heal you, and maybe it didn't come the way you thought it would come? Probably everyone in here would probably say, yeah, that's me. Well, I think there's a method that God birthed from the beginning of time, that if we get a hold of this method and this principle that I'm about to teach, then it's going to change your whole life. As a Christian, you and I need to understand right now, and go ahead and put it to rest, that you are in a different kingdom. Would you agree with that? The Bible calls that the kingdom of God. Now, you can operate in the world's ways of doing things. Matter of fact, some try to operate in both of them. You're going to have to go back and forth, though, in order to do that. But to be effective in the kingdom of God, you're going to have to realize that that's who I am, this is how I live. And then, as the Bible says, you're going to be living in this world, but you're not going to be living of, say it with me, this world. You're not going to be living of it. And in order not to live of it, you've got to live a different way. And if you receive this message this morning, I'm talking about being blessed, 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 and seeing results in your life. All the things that you're praying about, they're going to come to manifestation. You're not going to wonder if this stuff is really true. It's going to come to pass. Now, what am I talking about this morning? A simple method and principle that we're going to start diving into called calling those things that be not as though they were. Now, you've probably heard this a bunch, but have you really lived it? Calling those things that be not as though they were. I want you to turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And I want you to hustle when you get there. And we're going to dig through this and just allow God to do whatever He wants to do this morning. And we're going to start learning how to receive from Him and get results in Jesus' name. Would you agree with that? Say amen. 1 Corinthians, the very first chapter, and let's begin reading in verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Think about that for a second. I mean, let me read that in the Amplified so to get into your spirit, because if you miss this, you're going to miss a lot. For simply consider your own call. And that's talking to all, every one of us, brethren. Not many of you were considered to be wise according to human estimates and standards. Or in other words, maybe you don't know the whole Bible. Maybe it's not all memorized in your head, you see. Not many influential and powerful, not many of high and noble birth. Listen to this. In the King James, verse 27, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. You remember that scripture that says His ways are different than our ways, or higher. And base things, verse 28, of the world, the things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea. And things which are not, listen, to bring not things that are. That word not means zero or nothing. You see. And this is going to, you're going to start understanding this a whole lot more as we get going here. In the Amplified, in verse 28, it says, and God also selected, deliberately chose, what in the world is low-born and insignificant, this is the world's ways of thinking, insignificant and branded and treated with contempt, even the things that are nothing, that He might depose and bring to nothing the things that are. Okay? So what we're going to talk about this morning is a method that God chose. We didn't choose it. God chose it. Now you and I just live in it, right? We want to live of the Word of God. We want to live in the kingdom of God. We want to operate by the principles and the methods that God chose. And here's one of them that a lot of people hadn't really thought about much. But you and I in the last of the last days better start living in these ways so that we can start seeing results happen in our lives a whole lot faster, or hopefully they just happen. Because a lot of times we throw out a prayer and we just wonder and hope that God hears this prayer. And here God's trying to teach us right now that if we'll get a hold of this method, this way of living, using things that are not manifest, things that haven't happened yet, the things we cannot see in the natural or with the natural eye, to bring to naught or zero or nothing the things that are. Because a lot of things are happening, and we see things happening, like someone that's sick, and that obviously is in the natural realm. It's in the now. We see these things. And here God's trying to teach us this morning that the things that we cannot see in the supernatural realm are more powerful than the things that we see in the natural realm. So when we see someone sick and we pray for them to be healed, we see what's in the natural, but God is wanting to see the supernatural take place and bring to the things that we're seeing, which are sickness, to zero and cause the manifestations of healing to take place that we cannot see. And that's why y'all are praying, because we're going to have some prayer to have some understanding so that everybody's not confused all the time. Because what I said, I could feel people are like, what? Huh? What you say? And it's because we haven't understood that we're in a different kingdom. We don't live of this world. But the ways of this world can get all over us, where we start thinking like the world thinks. And the world thinks broke. The world thinks sickness. The world thinks defeat. The world thinks all the negative, where God, he thinks the exact opposite. And he says, why don't you call those things that be not as though they were? And we're like, what in the world does that mean? How do we do that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Turn over to 2 Corinthians now. Now, we just established right here in 28 of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians in 1 and 28, that things which are not, God wants to bring to not things that are. All right, now let's turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I'm going to help you start really understanding and getting a hold of this, but I'm wanting to set some a little foundation of understanding here. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, look at verse 13. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. Now, get a hold of that very first part. We all have the same, what does it say? Spirit of faith. Do I need to spend some time explaining that? All of us live by faith, right? What is faith? Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. Okay, when we give our lives to Jesus, Romans 10:9, we confess with our mouths that he's the Lord of our lives. We believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. We'll be what? Say it out loud. Saved. Thou shalt be, say it, saved. Okay? That means we're born again. We're saved from having to go to a place called hell. We're saved from living on this earth without principles and methods to live by. We all know that we live by this, the Bible, right? Okay. When you give your life to Jesus, and you're translated from the kingdom of darkness and you're translated into the kingdom of light, then we live a different way. Would y'all agree with that? We're in a different kingdom, the kingdom of God. Now, you have to understand that there is a natural realm. Everything that we can see right now is in the natural. That shouldn't be hard to understand. When I see you, that's because I see you in the natural. But all of us have to understand that God operates in the supernatural. So when we give our lives to Jesus, we do everything by faith. And again, faith is believing in something that we cannot see. Would y'all agree with that? We cannot see the Father. Not in the natural. We're going to have to see him in the supernatural, the spiritual. We're going to have to, by faith, believe that there is really a God. I love this one deal that I was watching the other day, because an atheist stood up and asked a guy a question. And it was amazing that the guy responded this way. Guy said, you know, I'm an atheist, don't believe in any of this stuff. And the guy said, let me ask you a question real fast. Do you really hope that you're wrong? That was the greatest question he could have asked, man. Well, it got the guy to thinking then. Do you really hope that there really is a God? And the guy goes, you know, I've thought about that a little bit. Because it takes a whole lot more faith to not believe in God and His creation and how everything is created. Did it just happen from a big boom or a bang? Was we evolved from a little plant or organism or something? And it made this guy stop and think, wow, I do hope I'm wrong. Well, see, because it's going to take faith to believe in a heaven that you hadn't been to yet. Okay? Faith. So here, the Bible's trying to teach us everything in order to call things that be not as though they were is going to have to be done by faith. Say amen to that. Okay, so let's finish reading 13, 2 Corinthians 4. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. Uh-oh. So, here we're believing something. In order to believe it, you might want to start speaking it. So that's why the Bible says to confess, Romans 10:9, that Jesus is Lord. Confess it, because we need to speak it. I need to speak things according to this word. All right? We also believe and therefore speak, knowing, well, let's just skip on down to, just for time's sake, 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, man, I'd underline that right there. Do you realize that people live in affliction for a long period of time? You know why? Usually their mouth. They're not calling things that be not as though they were. They're just calling things what they see. Anyway, that was good for me. Amen. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not... here's the same principle that I'm trying to teach you this morning. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. The things that I'm seeing, maybe sickness and poverty and all the bad things that I'm seeing, they are temporal. But the things which are not seen, man, praise God, they're eternal. The things that we have not seen in that supernatural realm are more powerful than the natural realm, praise God. Anytime you start getting spatters of clapping, it's starting to get better. The unseen realm, the things that we cannot see are more powerful than that natural realm. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a principle method that Jesus used in all of his ministry. Now let's go ahead and read the main scripture, Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4 to your left. And let's all just all look at it really, really closely. And I think it was Denise that gave me the book of Charles Capps. And I'd read it many, many times, but I've never really dug deep into it. So thanks, Denise. Let's all look at Romans 4 and 17. Say amen if you're there. As it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, look at this, who quicketh the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. calleth those things. How can you call? You're going to have to speak. When I call my kids, I don't necessarily do it with my voice. I do it with a whistle. But they come. Matter of fact, my dad did it to us. He could be a mile away and I could hear that whistle. Because I was trained to come. I mean, what about a dog? I mean, you call a dog, right? Come here, boy. Get over here. Sit. Right? I mean, this principle is what Jesus actually did, calling those things that be not as though they were. In other words, God calls things that are not manifest as though they were manifest. I mean, think about it. Here, God is actually talking to Abraham. His name used to not be Abraham, it used to be Abram. But you know what Abraham means, right? It means that, the father of many nations. So here God's trying to tell a man that he's going to be the father of many nations. Now, Abraham has to, number one, know what his name is. He's either going to stay Abram, who's not the father of many nations, or he's going to be Abraham, who is the father of many nations. I think that speaks volume to all of us here this morning, that we are to know who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. We are to know that the Lord that lives on the inside of me is powerful, man. I can use his name. I have authority to do it. The Bible says, remember, at his name, every demon has to flee. So there's some things that we are to be confessing. So here Jesus lives this way. Here God's trying to make Abraham know who he is, that he is the father of many nations, which then hopefully makes Abraham begin to fall into the call that God called him into. He was going to be the father of many nations. Again, God calls things that are not manifest as though they were. Matter of fact, Paul said it this way. He said we should overcome evil with what? Good. Man, I'm telling you, if we get a hold of this, y'all, we're going to see a lot of things happening in our lives. Let's talk about that real fast. What about healing? I mean, right now they say that the flu is, it's killed over 10,000 people, and everybody's concerned about this virus coming from China. It's only killed 150 to 200, and they're freaking out. But yet, here's the flu. They said they're having to shut down some schools because so many people are catching the flu, even in our community. That old flu bug is just getting on people, you see. If you're sick, you need to understand that's in the natural. It's manifest. I see it. It's manifest, see. But when you call things which be not as though they were, here's what you should say. You should say, if you want the thing that is manifest that you see, sickness, flu, cancer, whatever it might be, what you should say is, no, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now, this is going to get good here. I mean, get your hands ready. Because this will get good. Instead of saying, oh, I'm sick, if we're calling things that be not as though they were, we see that we're sick in the natural, but in the supernatural, God's calling the thing that is not. We're not whole right now. We're not healthy. We're not healed in the natural. We're trying to get the supernatural manifestations to enter into the natural manifestations and bring what is there in manifestation naturally to naught or nothing, so that the things which we cannot see will come to manifestation and happen in our lives. So that's why we say out of our mouth, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now, here's a warning. This is not denying, because this is where it gets controversial, and some people don't get it. They'll get a hold of this, and then they'll start saying, well, the doctor will say, well, you got flu A. That's really not when you should say immediately, no, doctor, I don't have that. I know people can get confused about when I had Crohn's, and I said, when he said I had Crohn's, I don't receive that. There's a difference. There's a difference from not receiving something and denying that it actually is manifested. You're not denying the sickness. You're just denying its right to control your body. So when you start saying with your mouth, no, I don't receive flu A, what you're doing is you're trying to get the manifestation of the supernatural, which is not here, the healing's not there, to come to make you healed by the power of God, by the stripes of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Okay, let me, help me, Lord Jesus. Okay, listen. Some people deny what exists. We don't need to do that. We're not denying someone's sickness, you see. In other words, don't call things that are as though they're not. There's a great difference, I wrote this down, between calling things that are not as though they were and calling things that are as though they were not. In other words, we're not saying and denying that someone's sick. I was not denying the fact that I had Crohn's. I was just believing the truth of the Word of God that I am healed by the power of God in Jesus' name, which then in the supernatural is what God wants me to believe by faith, more than what I'm seeing in the natural. And as y'all know, because of what I believed more in the supernatural, that I was healed by the stripes of Jesus. None of us saw Jesus getting beat, right? We didn't see it with our natural eye. We're having to believe what the Bible says. But if we would believe what the Bible says, that Jesus died for our disease and sickness, or carried them away or whatever, and if we believe that more than what we're seeing in the natural, that's when the supernatural will override the natural, and bam, the manifestation of your healing will take place immediately. Amen. All right, let me try this again. Because again, if you don't get a hold of this, we're not denying that I had Crohn's disease. It was the fact. What we're doing, though, is we're believing in the supernatural realm, the Bible, the things that we cannot see. I couldn't see physically healing. I could see in the natural realm sickness. I could feel it, man. I've got to believe more in the supernatural realm and that power of calling those things that be not as though they were. So if I'm sick, I'm going to say, praise God, I'm healed by the power of God in Jesus' name. Now, if you want to be, you can be moved by your feelings. That's the natural realm. That's the world's ways of doing things. But here we're learning through all these scriptures that God wants us to start living in the supernatural realm, which is calling those things that be not as though they were, so that what is not will come to nothing, and what has already been happened by what Jesus did for us will manifest. And you'll start seeing people get healed. You'll start seeing the dead raised. You'll start seeing some things you've never seen before. Yeah, it's going to take some training. And we're going to dig way deep into it, because I'm going to close it down. We're going to get deeper into this thing, because we're going to start talking about our mouths, trying to get this mouth lined up with the Word of God, because we've been programmed to just say what the world says. let me say this about we're not denying the fact that someone's sick. Because if you're sick and you tell a doctor, no, I'm not sick, that's going to be a lie. You just start saying things correctly. That's why you come to church. Instead of saying and telling the doctor, no, I'm not sick, why don't you just say, no, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus? See, there's a difference. There's a difference to saying, I just don't receive that I'm going to stay sick. Because, yes, that might be the fact, and it might be natural, in the natural. But Jesus says that I'm going to have to believe by faith. I'm going to have to believe this before I see it. Because that's what faith is, right? We're having to believe in something before we see it. I mean, we're all by faith believing God that we're going to go to heaven because we've asked Jesus to come into our life, right? All right, well, why don't we take that and put it into our daily lives? I know a minister. He took all his bills and debt, all the paperwork, and put it on a table. He called in his daughter and said, you got to see this. He started speaking. Remember, the Bible says to speak to the mountain, command it to be cast into the sea. Don't doubt in your heart. Believe those things which you say will come to pass. You'll have whatsoever you say. He wasn't denying the fact that he had the debt. Some people do. It's like, I don't have any more debt. Well, yeah, yo mama. Wait till the truck's gone. Then you'll know. He said, daughter, you be in agreement with me. And he looked and pointed at that debt, all the bills and the debt, not daily bills of electricity or whatever. I'm talking debt and loans and all kinds of stuff, business-wise, thousands of dollars. And he looked at it and he started speaking to it. He said, debt in the name of Jesus, according to the word of God, I call you not. I call you zeroed out. I called you paid for completely, wholly, in Jesus' name. And God, you're the one that gave me the authority. You're the one that chose this method. And that's what I'm going to believe by faith, that this debt is paid for and removed and gone in Jesus' name. And he walked out. And his daughter just stood there like, what happened? Did daddy go crazy? Alzheimer's? Dementia? What happened? It was a matter of time before God started supernaturally causing finances to come into this man's life, that every one of those of that debt, and it only took a few months. It didn't happen immediately. But see, what he was doing is he saw the debt in the natural, and he's trying to cause the supernatural to come in and get all his debt paid for. And I'm telling you, within 3 or 4 months, every bit of that debt was paid for by the power of God. And he had to use his faith. Now, he didn't go rob a bank. God didn't cause money just to fall from a tree. No, he had to start operating in the principle of, I'm calling those things that be not as though they were. I am not debt free, but I'm calling myself debt free. You know what Howdy and I did? He said one of his students is an atheist, and his family is an atheist. And they went to one of the youth nights the other night. And he come back and said, man, it was great, but I called my mom and dad to come get me, and they didn't. Mom and dad left the boy at church. He said finally, after a period of time, someone had to take him home. I mean, his mom and dad were just that disgusted that he had went to this church. Well, he told Howdy, he said, well, I'm not going to go back. Howdy said, well, why? Why would you let them? Didn't you have fun? He said, yeah. You know what me and Howdy did? We gathered hands, and I said, this is going to fit the message. I said, let's go ahead and call him saved. Let's call him saved. I said, what's his name? He told me. I just called out his name. I said, Father, you know his name. I call him born again, saved in the power of God in Jesus' name. Now, in the natural, he's not saved. But I'm calling those things that be not as though they were. I'm calling him saved. Why don't we do that? We may have family that's not born again. Maybe you want them to go to hell. Don't do that, though. Why don't we call them saved by the power of God? You may be tormented over addiction. Why don't you call yourself whole and delivered by the power of God in Jesus' name? I don't know. You might be in debt, but why don't you start calling yourself completely prosperous in Jesus' name, and that finances find you instead of you spending all your effort and your energy trying to find it? Why don't you start calling those things that be not as though they were? I'm telling you guys, if we get a hold of this, if we start learning about calling things that be not as though they were, it's the very same principle that Jesus used. And if he used it, the Bible said to imitate him. If he used it, I want to use it. But it's going to take some effort. It's going to take you getting a hold of this mouth and start calling those things that be not. I want you to go to these scriptures in 1 Corinthians. I mean, if you hadn't written them down, I want you to write them down. 1 Corinthians 1, 26 through 28. I want you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want you to read 13, 17, and 18. I want you to go to Romans chapter 4, and I want you to go to 17, and I want you to just begin to read and study out these scriptures, how God uses this method that he chose. He chose it. He could have probably done it anyway, but he chose to do it this way. Calling those things that be not as though they were. That's anything in your life. If you're sick this morning, why don't you start calling yourself healed? And then shut your mouth. Father, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Because the mind, that's that soulless realm that the third John talked about. The mind wants to go, you're not sick. You don't look sick. Or you don't look healed, I should say. You don't feel healed. Your mind wants to say, yeah, I don't. That son of a gun. And then before you know it, you make the mistake of telling someone, yeah, I'm sick. I am sick. I'm sick. You're right. You're right. Because you'll have what you say. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we got to start getting the Word of God into our heart. Come on, brother. Hey, you got to start getting the Word of God into your heart. I mean, whatever it might be. Glory be to God. I mean, Papa here. I mean, he just keeps living. I kid with him on the road. I'll introduce Ricky as world champion fiddle player, former fiddle player of the Sons of the Pioneers, had his own show. Ricky Bowen, the Texas Mud. God bless Ricky Bowen. We appreciate him being here again. World champion fiddle player. Give him a hand. Yeah. And then I get to Daryl. And we just, I don't know why I started doing it, but I always would say, ladies and gentlemen, his daddy, who whooped his butt a lot, was the first mayor of Las Vegas, Nevada in 1942, or 1860, or 1765. And he would be like, I've got a microphone, son. I can get you. Matter of fact, I can play the wrong chords if you're not careful and make you sound really bad. But yet, really, really, what he's saying doesn't matter what I'm saying. Well, let me say that differently. What I'm saying doesn't matter because what he's saying is what comes to pass. And he's saying, I'm just going to keep living forever. Right? I mean, some of you are to start saying stuff like that. Well, I'm not gonna die. I won't be raptured. Amen. That's what London them say. Dad, could we ask Jesus not to come back for a while? So I'd like to get married. All of us have thought that, right? I mean, when you're young, you think those kind of things. Well, listen to me. When you start living, calling those things that be not as though they were, it'll start changing your life. I mean, you want to talk about miracles. I mean, miracles will happen in Jesus' name. Because if this man believes by faith that what we see in a hurt hand or whatever, fingers, if he believes according to his faith, remember that's what Jesus always preached, right? According to your faith, according to your faith, according to your faith. If he starts believing that, Father, I see in the natural two hurt fingers, but in the supernatural, I thank you, Father, that my fingers are healed by the power of God in the name of Jesus and by his stripes. If he believes that and he confesses that and he believes that and he confesses that and he believes that, and I mean, you're battling that mind, right? The mind keeps saying, I'm the one that did it. It's just, I'll let it heal. Just as it heals. He can have that because you have what you say. Or if they're broke, I'll show you bones that'll line up in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, I've seen it. Then we got those old doubters, though. Yeah, all right. Okay, that's fine. That doesn't hurt me. It's going to be what comes to pass in your life. But at this church, we're going to believe God. And we're going to do it like God says. We're not denying that he has two hurt fingers, because he does. We're just denying it's right to control that man, because in the supernatural, actually, those fingers are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Okay. Gosh, I could keep going. Oh, Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, that you are a wonderful, wonderful God. And I know this might be in some ways new. I think some of us preachers have, including me, have just spit this stuff out little by little. But I believe now it's time to dig deep into this word of calling things that be not as though they were and start living that way. We're not going to get frustrated if things don't manifest immediately. No, we're going to let you just cause that word to manifest. All we're going to do is believe it. And Father, the more we do this, we're going to start seeing people healed miraculously in front of our eyes. We're going to start seeing manifestations of healing cause the manifestations of sickness to be overridden in Jesus' name, right in front of our eyes. And Father, that's what you want in these last days. So Father, we're going to live this way. We're going to get taught this way. And Father, we're going to live in your kingdom principles and methods. And I thank you for that, sir. All of it is done in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's not done under our power. It's all done in your name. Because we do everything, as Colossians says, in the name of the Lord Jesus. So, Father, thank you for this message. If there's one person here or at the sound of my voice that does not know Jesus as Lord, then, Father, draw their heart to you right now, right now, right now. I call them saved in Jesus' name. Every head bowed and every eye closed. You know why so many people get saved at this church? It's because we confess. You ask anybody that's ever been around me, I tell people all the time, people always get saved here. Well, I'm just calling that. I'm calling those things that be not as though they were. The same with the finances. When they told me it was a very poor community years ago, I started calling this community blessed, financially prosperous. I call that in your life and this church's life. Father, forgive me if I've slacked off on that in this church. I call this church a very wealthy, giving church that blesses people financially. We bless people. We give electric bills and different things that people need. It's because I call this church blessed and prosperous financially. I thank you, Father, that again this morning people will be saved somehow, be born again. So this morning, if there's one person here that does not know Jesus, I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer and ask Jesus to come into your life, and we're all going to pray it. You ready? Let's all pray it. Let's pray it just like this, especially you. You've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. You don't know if you'd go to heaven or hell. This is how you go to heaven, but this is how you have heaven here, by faith, as you pray and you believe your prayer. You ready? Would you all pray it? Say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart and I ask you, Jesus, to come and dwell. Live in me. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I thank you, sir, that all my sins are forgiven and I'm going to live for you. And when I leave this earth, when I die of this flesh, I'm coming to heaven and not hell. But I want heaven here. I want the principles of God to work in my life. And I thank you for teaching me the Word of God. In Jesus' name I pray. With no one looking around, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time and you gave your life to Jesus this morning, you don't know what would happen to you if you died, but now you do. If that's you in this audience, in this congregation, Jesus is now your Lord. I want you to confess it. I'm not going to have you come to the front. I'm going to have you right where you're at with people not looking around. We're not going to embarrass you. But God sees it. Thank you, Lord. If you just gave your life to Jesus, you get that hand up when I say three. One, two, three. Ready? You do it with boldness. You just gave your life to Jesus. One, two, three. Go. Okay, no, look at me. No one in here gave their lives to Jesus. But I pray that people watching gave their lives to Jesus. Amen? Because very seldom will you see people not saved. Look, hadn't you figured it out? What am I doing? I'm calling those things that be not as though they were. Amen? Did you have a good time this morning? Thank you, Lord. Hey, listen to me. I want y'all to know this is the last day that you can get registered to vote. If you're not a voter, you need to be. That's your seed. I never understood why people don't vote. Man, vote. If the people you vote for don't win, you still planted your seed. And God will bless it. Amen? And so they have it in the back, voter registration. Don't forget, I'm starting to get a few emails. I got one this morning. Appreciate that so much. People that want to help in the concession stand. I don't know if I'm going to have a volunteer meeting. I'm going to just start telling you some places that we're going to have some needs of. If it's in the arena, if it's with the concession stand, if it's with the gate parking attendance during the rodeo in April. It's a very, very big rodeo, as y'all know. And I just want to tell you point blank, everything that comes in, for some reason it's been some confusion the years past. I don't know why. Might be me, how I said it. Everything that comes in at that gate and at that concession or whatever is going to go to our church to help build this kid's church or whatever we need it in. Amen? Even though I say that it's going to help our community, it will. Because we're bringing revenue to this community because so many people come in and spend money in our restaurants and our, you know, we have to get hotels, thanks to Mike, in Leander. So, I mean, think about it. If their company would build one in Liberty Hill, I'm telling you, it would have a big business. Restaurants, gasoline, they spend a lot of money. So a lot of revenue comes into this town like you've never seen, bigger than any other event that is put on in this community. And so they bless us. They give us money. But We'll start really hitting up sponsorship. We're on it big time right now. We sell banners. We sell buck and shoots. We sell sponsors of the day. We sell elite sponsors. I mean, big sponsors, a vehicle sponsor and so on. And so we'll start really getting a hold of that. But if you want to be a part of the concession, that's the biggest need that we always have, is enough people, because it's busy. Oh, wow. For 4 days, we are selling a lot of Ross Burgers. I mean, if you hadn't ate a Ross Burger, you will. And you will like it. And you will slap your mama. And she will slap you back. Amen. Thank y'all so much. I love y'all. Until Bible study on Tuesday, I appreciate Howdy helping me just for a little bit of time doing Bible study for the 40 and under. And then the 40 and above, 41 and above, man, their group is big. So don't miss those kind of things. That's how you fellowship and get to meet a lot of people. Amen. I need to see you. And if there's any, John, if there's any families, where's John Jernigan? Is he might be outside. If there's any people that are, I want, you need to introduce to some of these leaders of concession or whatever, come to me and I'll introduce you to them, okay? Love you guys. Did you have fun? It's fun to learn this word. I'm serious. Live by it. Amen. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for a great time. We receive this word by faith. Can't wait till next Sunday, till Tuesday. We love you, sir, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed with a big old round of applause. Love you.